Get ready. It's time for
Operation Late Night Excitement.
Top rated in late night radio.
The awesomest night of all time.
After dark.
It's late night with Hancock and Kelly.
You deserve a fun night.
On King of OX.
Happy Monday, St. Louis. It's Hancock and Kelly for our Monday late night with Hancock and Kelly.
Good job on the pizza, buddy.
Yeah, we got some pizza tonight. It was good.
Very good.
Matt Pajeski behind the board, as he always is.
PJ.
We refer to him as PJ.
We do.
And go ahead, get it out of your system. We played three games tonight.
So, we did. And, it went well.
It did?
That's all I can say.
Yeah, it did go well.
It did.
You, I'm convinced, must just go home and go into your basement and play pool.
No.
24/7.
No.
Because
no.
The only time I play any billiard game.
Me too.
Is with you.
Me too.
No, you've got your little friend Cordish you play with.
Well, Cordish, yes.
You got another guy that you play with named Peter.
One time.
Yeah.
By the way, I I did beat Peter on the table there.
Yeah.
And he did mention after that game.
He'd been playing there for 10 years.
He had never lost on that table.
Wow.
Until that
very day. How about that?
But, I don't like to talk, and I certainly don't want this to all be about about me, Michael.
Well, let's talk about winning and losing, because the Cardinals are headed to Toronto.
They are. They're going to, it's after losing 2 of 3 to the Cincinnati Reds.
And could there be a worse team in baseball than Cincinnati?
Yeah, there are, but Cincinnati's pretty bad. And to lose 2 out of 3 there, coming off the All-Star break, you got Steven Matz back healthy, for 5 1/3 innings, and now he's done.
For a year.
Probably.
Yeah.
And so that was not the best way to start off the second half. But now we're going to Toronto, and the Toronto Blue Jays are a pretty hot ball club.
All right. Well, we'll get into the actual sport here in a minute, but obviously our two superstars, Paul Goldschmidt and Nolan Arenado, will not be making the trip with the team.
They're not
vaccinated.
They are unvaccinated, and because it's Canada, they cannot go.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we have a rule that you can't come to the United States unless you're vaccinated.
We do?
I think you have to prove that you're vaccinated to come back to the United States.
We do.
Yeah.
PJ says we do.
Because
so
coming back from Ireland, that was one of the requirements. You're not allowed to return to the United States unless you're fully vaccinated.
Fascinating.
How about that?
Well, there you go. So,
but what do you think? I mean, this is Paul Goldschmidt just named Player of the Week.
Yes.
He's chosen not to get vaccinated.
Red hot.
This team is, apparently fighting for, a divisional championship.
2.5 games behind the Milwaukee Brewers after that disastrous 2 out of 3 series loss to Cincinnati.
We can't afford to be surrendering any games, and when you have, a quarter of your payroll not even making the trip, that's a problem.
Well, yeah, it is. But, I mean, those guys have chosen not to be vaccinated. And now, I wonder, because we just saw, 2 weeks ago, the Kansas City Royals had 10 players.
Yeah.
10. Mm-hmm. They couldn't make the trip. So this is not something that's going to, catch you by surprise. You knew that
the Yankees have everybody vaccinated.
You look at the Toronto's on the and they play Toronto all the time. I mean, that same division.
But I mean, this could be a condition of employment.
Our one and only trip to Toronto,
unless we make it to the World Series with them.
2-game series.
What happens if we have a World Series and these two guys can't play in
it? It's not going to happen.
But seriously though,
it's not going to happen.
But I mean, if you're a player, you're the Kansas City Royals. Let's just have a hypothetical world. I mean,
I can assure you, the Kansas City Royals will not be in the World Series.
All right, let me try this another way, because you're not taking the argument in the spirit in which I'm giving.
I'm trying.
So forget about the statistics.
All right.
Let's say the Toronto Blue Jays make it to the World Series, and whoever they wind up playing, whatever National League team, has players who aren't vaccinated.
Yeah.
They can't go and play in the World Series. You give up playing in the World Series because you're not vaccinated.
3 or 4 games. I mean, the games played in Toronto, you can't play in. But
Toronto
is not...
You're being a bit sarcastic here. You're not taking this in the spirit of which I'm making the argument.
Well, no, I'm not. Because Toronto is not going to be in the World Series.
Well, all right.
And
so you have no problem with the fact these guys have chosen not to get vaccinated.
Well, so here's my problem. I do have a problem.
Yeah.
So this series was on the calendar. We knew... have known for months that we're going to Toronto for 2 games. And players have chosen to be unvaccinated, knowing that they could not play in that series.
That's a bad teammate.
And here we are, 2.5 games out of first.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this is a fairly important stretch of the, I mean, from here to the end of the year, I mean, that's the most important part of this season. And they're going to miss those two games. So, yeah, I mean, you could say it's a bad teammate, but people have to make their own choices.
I understand. Kyrie Irving did that with the Brooklyn Nets. Is that what they call them? The Brooklyn, whatever they're called these days, the Nets?
Yeah.
And he wasn't vaccinated, couldn't play in any of the games in New York City. I mean, it's just, why participate if you're not going to live by the rules? I mean, if you go, they make you wear a certain uniform. They make you swing a certain kind of bat. They make you use a certain kind of glove. They have rules. Why, if you're going to sign up to play, why wouldn't you take the vaccine so that you can participate and play?
Well, I believe that Arenado said that they were trying to have kids. Is that right? And that was his rationale for not taking the vaccine. I'm not sure about Goldschmidt.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's a personal choice that people make. And in this particular instance, it's gonna hurt the Cardinals for 2 days in Toronto. Not the end of the world, but not optimum either.
Yeah, I just think it's ridiculous that we're still in this place. I don't believe that Michael Jordan or LeBron James or any of these other players who are truly committed to their craft would be doing this type of thing. It's part of what you do if you want to participate in Major League Baseball. Why wouldn't you do that? I mean, you're getting paid hundreds of millions of dollars. I'd love to have just what they're paying in taxes, much less what they're making, and they can't get vaccinated.
Well, let me say this.
And how are they different than 88% of the rest of the world that's gone and gotten vaccinated?
Let me say this. When we all went and got the COVID shots, and I did, I was the first opportunity I had, I went and got it. And then I got the second one. Then I got the booster. I've not got the second booster, but, you know, whatever.
This is not going to be a good rationale for why these guys haven't gotten it. This is going to be your personal experience. Because you're going to say, I know you, John Hancock, you're going to say, they told us that we wouldn't get sick if we got vaccinated.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
That's what they told us.
And we've all learned, as science has evolved, that that's not the case. But this does keep transmission down. It also keeps you from being sick and hurting others. So, I mean, look, eventually this vaccine will be perfected where we will wind up eradicating
Has not nearly everyone you know gotten COVID?
Yes.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes or no?
But I don't know. But since the vaccinations come out, I know of nobody who's gone into the hospital and died.
Great.
And I have somebody that I know who died in the hospital prior to the vaccination.
Right.
Who couldn't get the vaccine and died as a result of COVID.
Well, that's very, very sad. But people are getting this virus. And whether they're vaccinated or not vaccinated, they're getting the virus. And so why would a country like Canada keep baseball players out for not being vaccinated?
Because they're intelligent people.
No, they're not.
They are.
No.
But I don't see anybody storming their capital. I don't see anybody acting a fool and walking around and shooting in schools like they do down here. You know, they've made some smart decisions and they've implemented some policies. Who are we to quibble with them?
The best point you've made tonight so far, and, you know, you got to look for them. But the best point you made tonight is that being a good teammate would say, take the vaccine, travel with your team, go to Toronto and play the games.
Yeah, but okay, I agree. Thank you for agreeing to that point. But you're also not taking my argument in the spirit that it is, and then you're going to this, it's a personal choice thing. You'd feel very differently if this was the last 2 weeks of the season and we were in a pennant race. You would be the first one leading that this was selfish, this was problematic, and gosh darn it, you're making that kind of money. You can't adhere to the rules.
He's banging the table.
All right.
When we come back, we're going to settle this once and for all because our sports insider is going to join us. John Hancock from the big-time city of Chicago is with us after this on KMOX.
Oh, Canada.
Oh, Canada. Love it. And all thy sons command. We're all thy kids or people.
Now, back to Hancock and Kelly, sponsored by Insperity, HR that makes a difference, on News Radio 1120, KMOX.
No Cardinal baseball tonight, but they're back tomorrow, and up in Canada, John Hancock,
Toronto,
for two
Canada,
games.
The Blue Jays.
And to talk a little bit about Cardinal baseball and maybe a little bit about the scandal is none other than our sports insider. We call him John Jr., who joins us on the KMOX Celebrity Guest Line. Good evening, John Hancock. How are you, sir?
Good evening, Michael. How's it going?
Fine. How's the weather up there in the Windy City?
You know, we're much cooler than it's been for St. Louis. You know, you guys were giving me some guff last week, but I was right. We were low 80s all week while you all were pressing 100.
Well, you've got to be down in the 60s tonight, huh?
Yeah, it's chilly out there. It was chilly on the walk to work today.
Good for you, brother.
You still have a job. That's good.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Yeah, the recession hasn't hit yet.
So we've been talking about the Nolan Arenado, Paul Goldschmidt issue. They will not be making the trip to Toronto because they're unvaccinated. I made my case. Of course, your father did his bit. What say you, John Jr.?
At this point, it feels like a little bit of political theater. It's the same for the Blue Jays coming into the U.S., to be fair. But, you know, at this point, we've seen the president, you know, both shots. He's been boosted twice. Still got it. They work for, you know, keeping out severe effects is what they've been saying for a while now. But the professional athletes do not need to be worried about the, you know, effects of this virus. Clearly, they're young, they're healthy, and they're low risk to spread it to others as they're traveling with the team playing games.
And what would you say to the other 23 of your teammates if you're one of those three that's chosen not to do something that Adam Wainwright, who cares about his, he's an athlete, Yadier Molina, there's so many of them.
We don't know about Yadi.
Well, we don't know about Yadi, but what do you say to your other 23 teammates?
I think you say, sorry, guys, you know, this is how I feel, and, you know, if your teammates trust you, I don't think it's that big of an issue.
Oh, man. What's going on out there with the Hancocks?
He's just making a point. I mean, if there's a public health rationale for these kind of restrictions, I think the problem here is not with Paul Goldschmidt or Nolan Arenado. The problem here is with the Canadian government. And, you know, this is a professional sports league.
They get to set their own rules.
They do. But the problem is with the Canadian government. And, we're not going to solve that problem. So, John, do you think that the ball players, because clearly they knew that Toronto was on the schedule, and clearly they knew that the travel restrictions were in place, do you think that they erred by not looking at the best interest of their teammates, or do you give them a pass?
I think you give them a pass. It's a tough deal. There's a lot of hard opinions on both sides. But more importantly, how about the news that the Cardinals may actually be in line for Juan Soto?
Yeah, do you think that's a real possibility? And if so, what will we have to give up?
That's the question. We're going to have to give up some big names, certainly at the very least, probably package around Dylan Carlson, and that's just the very start of it.
And then $500 million, that's quite a bit of money.
We could just trade him and rent him for his last 2 years of arbitration.
Right.
Right.
But if you only have him for 2 years and you've given up so much of your future, I mean, that's a tough, tough decision to make. And we've seen John Mozeliak. Do you think Mo goes for this?
You know, I'd be shocked what we've seen in the past. You know, his big splashes tend to be Hayward or Fowler. Hayward was a rental, but, you know, Dexter Fowler, who, you know, didn't pan out, but wasn't exactly a, you know, middle of the order bat you build your team around. I don't know if we will go for Soto, but if we want to go in a win now, but it doesn't address our bigger issues, which I think is the pitching. We certainly have, you know, got to shore up the bullpen, a couple starters we could bring in. We had Lester and Hop come in last year, and obviously they didn't light the world on fire, but they were very serviceable compared to being disasters, you know, with their former teams.
Yeah, and you saw Steven Matz go down this weekend with the knee, and he's probably done. Flaherty, they're now talking about not coming back until the fall. And so you've got this gaping hole in your rotation, and, you know, Matthew Liberatore has not lit the world on fire so far. Who are the options for the Cardinals to fill that starting pitching void that is clearly there?
So you got my top choice would be Noah Syndergaard with the Angels. Obviously I'm biased. I was a big fan of the big names, and he lit it up with the Mets there a few years back. He's on a one-year deal. he's been decent this year. Hasn't been certainly the ace he's been in the past, but that's a name I'd like to bring in if we could go out and get him. Some of the other names I've been seeing is Mike Clevinger, the old Indians, now Guardians pitcher, Indians when he played there, Michael. He's you know, he's got a 3.5 ERA. He's a tough pitcher. I think he'd be good. I've seen Pablo Lopez on the Marlins. I'm not too familiar with him, but
yeah, he's a good pitcher. He's a good pitcher. He's a two or three. So one name that I've not heard discussed a lot that I think might actually fit here is Corey Kluber. What do you think about that?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, he kind of fits into the Syndergaard aspect where was a huge name. You know, he's with the Rays. They're going to be, if we trade for him, they're going to make sure they get some good prospects. Given how they've traded in the past, they seem to win every deal they're a part of.
Well, you heard the news this week, John. The XFL's coming back, and St. Louis has a team.
Caca!
Did you get into the whole Battle Hawks phenomenon when it was in town? And what's your take on this? Well, I guess this is the third shot at this deal, right?
Yeah, so I went to a Battle Hawks game before, you know, COVID and the pandemic threw that all and ruined it. But it was a fun time. You know, I will say I was overserved at the game, so I left. Ended up leaving in the middle of the third quarter. But
oh boy,
it was a great time while I was there.
Well, yeah. So you're looking forward to that. I guess we're what, 5 weeks away from college football starting?
No, wait a minute. I want to go back to the Battle Hawks.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, I was going to talk about real football, but you can talk about what that is.
This
you'd
is
like.
Real football, buddy.
It's
I mean,
not,
people were
come
paying.
On.
I paid $130 to go see that team, and then COVID hit.
Right.
Lost that
Did you
money.
Get that
how,
money
how
back?
Does that compare to the Elton John?
Yeah, it's a lot less money. So, but here's what I'm thinking, boys. So you got the Battle Hawks here, XFL.
Mm-hmm.
Need a quarterback.
Yeah.
Colin Kaepernick.
Baker Mayfield.
Although Baker's got himself in a quarterback battle down in Carolina. And can you imagine if he's unable to beat out Sam Darnold? I mean, I'd be proven correctly in spades if that were to happen. But unfortunately, I think he's going to win that job.
So well, you don't think he's coming to St. Louis for the Battle Hawks?
I, as I've said, you know, he's got a few more flameouts before he's, you know, going to the CFL, the XFL.
Why do you think he loses the competition down in Carolina?
Unfortunately, I don't think he will, Michael, but I hope he finds a way to do it. And if anyone can, he can.
Yeah, it would seem to me they would go with him just because of the marketing of Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, and I mean, Sam Darnold, I mean, he's a nice guy. I don't want to be rude to Sam Darnold, but if we're being honest here, he's, you know, not exactly starting quarterback quality, but he doesn't bring on the pressure to himself as, you know, our friend Baker does.
All right, before we let you go, who is in the World Series this year?
World Series, right now, I think I'm going Subway Series. I think the Mets keep it going. They figure
Mets
it
and
out.
Yankees.
Hold mm-hmm. off the Braves, and I think the Yankees, they've been a good team. First half, I think they'll carry that on, and I'm going with the Subway Series.
You putting any money on that?
Not at this point. We'll see. If anything, I might throw a flyer on the Rays Rays Braves because they have a better payout.
There you go. That is our sports insider, John Hancock.
It's legal over in Illinois.
From Chicago, Illinois. Thanks so much for joining us. Have yourself a good evening.
Take care.
All those liberals made that legal for
them. When we come back.
Your guy, JB.
Yeah, JB Pritzker. He made it so they can bet over there. Over here, I'm still living in the Handmaid Tale, so I can't do any of that stuff here.
He got rid of the grocery sales tax over here for a year.
Yeah, the guys said, listen, the Democrats respond to the people. Republicans respond to nut jobs.
I think the country can rally around JB.
Oh, come on, son. When we come back, Michael has gone to the dentist. I'm heading there myself. That's next on Camo X.
I have been thinking all evening about how to best say this.
Now, back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly on King of OX.
All right, so I want to be delicate here because I think my folks from the dentist's office may be listening.
I doubt it.
Yeah. So I think I said last week that I hate going to the dentist.
Now,
I'm not talking about this specific dentist.
You know,
I'm just saying
in
the dentist in general.
Yeah.
Because the dentist is the one doctor you go to feeling fine and leaving hurt.
Yeah.
Agree? Even if they're cleaning your teeth. And by the time that lady gets in there with her big hands and she's taking that, you know what I'm talking about? The
sounds like a
jackhammer.
Yeah,
stuff. What do they call that?
The floss, buddy.
The floss.
Yeah.
I mean, they're out for blood when they do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's miserable.
They're coming in.
But I wound up having a situation, John Hancock. We haven't gotten a chance to talk about this. I had been to the dentist for my regular checkup 2 weeks ago.
And there you are.
There I am. I went and saw him on a Wednesday. I was leaving town for New York
on a
Friday.
Take the little x-rays, did they?
Took the x-rays, scratched up my teeth, did all the stuff they do.
A little clean. Bzzz, here, little
I think
thing.
I'm getting ready to leave, and the lady says, hold on, I'm going to get the dentist to come in and look at it now. So here comes the dentist, great guy. He and I bonded over
golf. So you haven't seen the dentist?
No.
You've been to the dentist, and you haven't seen the dentist.
Well, I didn't know if I was going to have to see him this time, because sometimes I just go to get my teeth cleaned. I go to the dentist like 3 times a year.
So you go to the dentist and you don't see the dentist?
No, I go see the hygienist, and then once or twice a year, I see the dentist. So I just pay to get my teeth cleaned.
So I'm going to the dentist.
So yeah, it was time for me
to get... I don't see the dentist.
Right. So it was time for me to get my teeth cleaned, and it was time for me to get my dental checkup.
All right.
So in walks the doctor. He and I, the dentist, the doctor.
Yeah.
He sees the golf shirt I'm wearing, and we immediately bond on
you. You bond because the dentist plays golf.
And I'm thinking, Michael, this isn't going to get you a
better... He plays golf because he's got the hygienist in there doing all the work.
Right, they're doing the scratching.
All right.
So now I can't say the guy's name because you're making him sound like he goes and plays golf while everybody in his office is working.
Dr. So-and-so. We'll call him Dr. So-and-so.
But I told him I was going to tell him, well, let me get through what's up.
All right, go ahead.
So I get my teeth scratched.
Sorry for interrupting.
He tells me at the very end, he comes in, he takes this little appliance, and he touches some of my teeth. He says, ooh, this back one here on the right, we need to keep an eye on it.
Keep an eye.
You're starting to have some cracking. I think I'm going to have to put a cap on that.
A cap on the crack.
And so we set an appointment for the middle of August.
Okay. All right.
He said, now be careful chewing nuts and stuff like that.
Don't eat the nuts.
Yeah, don't eat nuts because you could still hurt this
between
now and
then. Don't chew ice cubes.
So there I am in New York City.
There you are.
Had a little liquid encouragement
Grateful
after the concert,
Dead concert.
Was maybe going to dinner somewhere.
Uh-huh.
And I'm eating a quesadilla, John Hancock.
A quesadilla.
And it's got a little gristle or something in it.
Uh-huh.
Until I realize it's my tooth.
Bam!
My tooth, it just fell apart in my mouth.
Wow.
Now, I don't have any pain.
No pain.
So I wake up.
Just a lot of tooth in your mouth.
The next morning, I call the dentist and I say, boy, this guy's a genius. He said this might happen to me.
And there it
is. In fact, it did.
There it was.
I think I need to come in. They're like, hey, are you in pain? I said, no, I'm not.
No.
She goes, well, that's great, Michael. Make sure you chew on this side of your mouth, blah, blah, blah. So now they've told me I'm getting a cap. And now I have a serious problem. So today I had to go in and see the dentist.
Yeah.
I was very scared about this.
Yeah, a cap.
Because I've never had to get a cap.
It's a piece of cap.
I don't know. Anytime they pull out those machines.
Have you ever had a root canal? Have you ever had a root canal?
No.
All right. Yeah.
I don't want to ever have to get one.
Okay, fine.
But that word came up in my appointment today.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And he says, I don't think we have a root canal here. I think we can cap this.
Uh-huh.
The man was, but he had to numb my mouth.
Yeah.
That was the only time I had pain today.
Yeah.
Shot me in the roof of my mouth.
Novocaine.
Shot me on the side of my mouth.
Boom.
Both times when he pinched me with that, it hurt. And then 2 seconds later, it was gone.
Yeah.
And I got my teeth fixed.
Did you come out talking?
I was hoping that it would be like that with you tonight. Because then you would feel at home like I was one of your voters.
You could run for governor.
Or I could be governor. So... Anyway, I get this stuff put into my mouth, and
Novocaine.
I can't tell you, it was the first time I went to the dentist. This is the first major procedure of my life
with
a dentist, and I had no pain, and I love Dr. Triplett and his entire team.
There it is.
They did an incredible job, and let me tell you, John Hancock, I lost sleep over this. I was worried that I was going to be in some serious
so
pain.
So my appointment is tomorrow at 2.
Oh, what are you getting done?
And, so the inside of my mouth looks something like... Kharkiv in Ukraine. And so I've had
a Ukraine joke.
I've had
maybe too early.
I've had a couple of crowns that somehow have
fell apart,
dislodged over the years.
Yeah.
Maybe a filling that has
did they come out in your hand or did you just swallow them?
Well, usually it's with food.
Yeah.
And
you don't eat much.
I had the one crown. I've still got it in a paper towel somewhere in the house. Because
but
I
you have no pain.
I paid
right
a lot
now?
Of money for that crown. No pain, but you know, I've had one implant put in, and that implant dislodged the crown next door.
Mm-hmm.
So that was not so good. It was because the crown was $1,100, the implant was $2,200,
right,
and the $2,200 implant kicked out the $1,100 crown.
Right.
So I've got a basically I've got a trip to Australia in this mouth here.
Really?
Yeah.
And you know, I've been going to dental school. I'd do it for half the cost if you'd like.
You could. So when I go in tomorrow, it's going to be quite the experience.
Yeah.
And it's going to be to get done what I'm quite certain needs to be done is going to be a lot.
Let me ask you another question because this hit me today.
Yeah.
You know, I'm 47 years old.
You're a kid.
Right. Well, kinda.
Yeah.
But I'm now finding that most environments I go into, everybody who's performing a service for me is younger than me. So
everybody's
all
younger
the people who clean my teeth.
Yeah.
The doctor was the only person older than me.
Oh, good for him.
And the whole office.
Yeah.
Everybody else was younger.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, when did this happen? When did suddenly I wake up and I'm going to get my hair cut. That person's younger. I'm going to get my teeth, you know, that person's younger. I'm going to the accountant. That person's younger.
Yeah,
when
did
that happen?
Well, it happened in the last 9 years. And so, you know, where it really strikes me, because I'm a big sports fan, is that, you know, once there is nobody in professional sports as old as you.
That's I'm there.
Then it's like, wow.
George Foreman was a good help for all of us, right?
He was. He was good. Jim Cott back in the day. He was great. Mm-hmm. And Jesse Orosco, the pitcher that pitched for the Cardinals.
Nolan
he was 45.
Ryan.
Nolan Ryan.
Yeah.
But, you know, now.
But there are managers and coaches that are still your age.
Sure.
Right.
Here's what's really scary.
Okay.
And I don't know the answer to this question, but what percentage of the Supreme Court is younger than you?
None.
Okay, so that is not true for me.
Yeah.
And
that's a good question.
And
Amy Coleman Barrett's younger than you. Kavanaugh's got to be younger than you.
Yep. I think Gorsuch is, too.
I think Gorsuch may be younger than me.
Alito may be younger than me.
No.
He may be. How old is Alito, PJ? Let's go to the research line. I think Alito might be younger than me.
Really?
He might be. And so
I'm going to say Alito is 63
if
years old.
I am older than half.
What is he?
He's 72.
Alito?
Yep.
Yeah.
No. Well, he looks very good for his age.
Does he look younger than you, huh?
Yeah. So Sotomayor and Elena Kagan are probably.
He's 72?
Yeah.
Good Lord, he looks great.
He does.
Yeah, that's what having a light job for a lifetime, never having to worry about anything will do. Can you imagine getting paid all that money, having security, and you don't have to. I mean, all you got to do is come up, listen, write something. You got the job for life.
Well, and you got
you're
people.
Like the Pope.
And you
they don't replace you till you
and
die.
And it's not just you. You got people.
Yes.
You know,
the kids.
Write this
who come
up
to
over.
Work for free.
Yeah. Send me something. Let me take a look at that.
Yeah.
And that'd be a good gig.
That would be a good. What,
that's
does that
what
happen
I want to be.
Does it happen on the state Supreme Court?
Yes.
Do they have helpers?
Yeah, but it's not like the, you know, the
yeah,
big
the
guys.
Supreme Court's the real deal.
But that's the gig to have. Supreme Court Justice.
Yeah, well, of course, you get paid no matter what.
You get paid until you die.
Your wife can go out and do crazy stuff.
Yes.
You know, your wife can go out and cause issues, start an insurrection, whatever you want.
You get paid until you die.
You get paid till you're like the Pope.
Wow.
I saw him being wheeled around the other day. I thought, what about that gig? He gets to keep that until he wants to give it up or he dies.
Well,
and these guys on the Supreme Court, Amy Coney Barrett, for the rest of our lives, whatever, the rest of our lives. We'll be on the United States Supreme Court.
That's
catching
right.
that $400,000 check.
It's
or whatever.
Not that much.
$300,000.
Whatever it is.
Yeah. How about that?
What do they make, PJ? Let's go to the research department.
I would bet the Supreme Court's got to make $350,000.
I'm going to say it's $295,000.
$350,000.
All right. We're gonna see.
You've been a little low tonight. You thought Alito was in his 50s. He's
72.
$265,000.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, all right. We got to step aside here for a minute, don't we?
Oh. Yeah, you know, and something has struck me here in the last, hour.
Okay.
Joni Mitchell, remember her?
Yeah.
Famous singer.
Yeah, and all the rock stars were in love with her.
Oh, yeah, big. Well, she's 78 now.
Wow.
And she has come out of retirement and performed in New York at a music festival.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to hear some of that when we come back and you know, talk about the aging rock star and what that means. And then I have pulled out of my archives from the deep, dark past a fascinating story.
Really?
Yes.
Are you going to tell it or somebody else?
I'm going to tell it, and we're going to hear her. And all of that is coming up after this on Camel X.
One, two.
Two for two.
It's Hancock and Kelly on St. Louis's News Radio.
KMOX.
That's my buddy sitting on the high horse over there. He's Hancock. I'm Michael Kelly. We're going to hop right into it. Joni Mitchell, the 60s, 70s rocker, made a surprise appearance this past week.
Yeah, she was at the Newport Folk Festival. That's where it all began for her. And she's 78 years old. Many big hits. And as you were saying, she was quite the popular artist.
Yeah, and she, I mean, she had a lot of the Crosbys and Nash and James Taylor. And she was their, what would they, Muse. I mean, they all were in love with her.
So she hadn't performed in quite some time. And has come back, and I guess it's just over the weekend, she performed at the Newport Folk Festival, 78 years old, one of her big hits, Both Sides Now, great hit from 1968. And here's Joni Mitchell at the Newport Folk Festival in 2022.
Rose and flows of angel hair. Ice cream castles in the air and feather canyons everywhere.
Kind of hard to hear.
I looked at clouds that way.
That's great.
But now
can you do a whole set?
Only
I don't know.
Block the sun.
And, you know, you think about just the nostalgia of going back in time and listening to somebody who, young and vibrant, was a pop star. And here they are, 78 years old, and, you know, still making music, but not what it once was. Kind of melancholy. Yeah.
That's great.
So I remember, because I love jazz music. I love the blues.
Right.
And there was a blues artist who was very popular in the 1920s and sang all over. She was in a couple of movies. And her mother died in the 1940s. And she got out of music altogether. Became a nurse. And she worked at a hospital for 30-plus years as a nurse in a hospital. She didn't have a nursing degree, but they didn't know it. And her name was Alberta Hunter, and she was a very gifted musician. And when she was 82 years old, she went to a party. Still, she just retired. She worked as a nurse until she was 80, and she had just retired. She went to a party, and she mentioned to somebody that she used to be a blues singer, and the guy happened to have a record label. And he brought her in, and she sang. And for the next 5 years, from the ages of 82 to 87, she toured all over the world singing. And you talk about somebody that didn't lose their chops. This is a piece called My Castle's Rockin'. Alberta Hunter, 86 years old, performing this amazing tune.
Some night my castle rockin', you can blow your top cause everything's free. On the top floor, the third door to the rear, that's where you'll always find me. Stuff is there, the chicks fairly romp with glee. Don't worry about a thing cause I'm laying it on the line for protection. Tell them cats down to let their conscience be. Come on up, bring your friends, and we'll start that ball a-rolling. My castle's rocking. Come on by and see. Come on, folks. I said now, tip on up. Some night my castle's rocking. Yeah, you can blow your top cause everything free. On the top floor, the third door to the left, that's where you'll always find me. Stuff is there, the chicks fairly romp with glee. Don't worry about a thing, cause I'm playing it cool for protection. Till it gets down to let their conscience be. Ah, come on up, bring your friends, I will start that ball a rolling. My castle rocking. Run on by. One more. Lay it on me, Jim. Come on. I said, chip on up. Some night my castle rocking. Hey, you can blow your top, cause everything's free. On the top floor, the third door to the left. That's where I am residing. Stuff is there, the chicks fairly wrong quickly. Don't worry about a thing, cause I'm paying the cops for protection. Tell them cats now, down to let their conscience be. Ah, come on up, anytime. I will start that ball rolling. My castle's rocking. My joint is jumping. My pad is popping. Come on, guys, see. Yeah.
85 years old?
86. Wow. Alberta Hunter, the great Alberta Hunter, and came out of retirement, and she had a 4 or 5 year career in her 80s, and she toured all over the world, and just a tremendous talent. And you know, you think about, you know, I worry about losing my chops. I play piano.
Right.
I'm in my late 50s now. Gaw. And, you know, you worry about losing your chops. And that woman, wow, she was amazing.
What? Well, yeah. I mean, that's just natural gift she's
right.
got there.
But to think that she went 40 years
right.
without, you know, sharing
I wonder
that.
If she had the desire. I'd be interested to know more about her if they did interviews. If she...
They did, yeah. And so, you know, her mother died, and it really kind of messed her up because she had only known her mother. And
right.
Alberta Hunter, she was married once, but she was actually a lesbian.
Uh-huh.
And which was not a good time to be a lesbian
right.
in the 40s and 50s, obviously.
Right.
And so, yeah.
Wow, what a great story. Thanks for sharing. I'm going to listen to her. I'm sure there's a bunch of stuff over YouTube, right?
Oh, yeah. A lot of Alberta Hunter stuff out there.
Hey, it's Hancock and Kelly Late Night. We've got a whole nother hour coming with you. We're going to talk what's trending.
Shawn Michael Lyle.
Shawn Michael Lyle.
There may be no better radio than Shawn Michael Lyle.
You missed it last week. We talked soccer. I can't wait to find out what we talk about this week.
We'll see you around the corner. It's Michael Kelly, John Hancock, and it's the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
All the boys act so shy.